Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good.
We have an exciting show to share with you today, as always, but we'd just like to prove to you that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And we're doing it every day. We've been on the air for 10 years almost, coming up in September, and we have hundreds, thousands of cases proving this.
Even suicidal depression.
Our number is 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. Shall we get to our first guest?
Yes, please.
I'd like to welcome our first guest with us today, Andrea. Welcome, Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
Good.
We're great. Thank you so much for taking the time off of your busy schedule to join us and share your story with us today.
Of course. It's my pleasure.
Great. Why don't you give us a history of what happened to you, how you heard about us, and what you went through, and so on and so forth.
My name is Andrea, and I'm a maritime captain and professional diver, and I have a girlfriend of mine named Jessica, who has been a long-time patient of yours, and she, frankly, has been trying to get me to come into your office for quite some time for different ailments. But unfortunately, on December 6th, I had a work-related incident. Again, I drive boats for a living, and unfortunately, the horn had stuck on the large boat that we have, and the horn is extremely loud. It's required to be heard over 3 miles.
Very
loud.
And the first time that it stuck for 8 minutes.
Wow.
And then to turn it off properly so that we would have complete ship functions, we had to turn it back on to turn it back off properly. About 20 minutes later, it stuck again for 6 minutes, and I was no more than 5-6 feet away by law. I could leave. So I had extreme pain in my ears, and I had difficulty hearing for the first week. It was as though I had my hands over my ears and extreme pain. And the hearing got better, but unfortunately it became overly sensitive to sound. So even the slightest little thing was just very, very painful. And I couldn't go diving. I went diving about a week and a half later, and I've logged over 8,000 commercial hours of diving. It's my favorite thing in the world, and I, for the first time ever, had ridiculous vertigo, and I was scared. I got sick. I got out of the water, and I hadn't been diving yet. So I went, I requested if I could go to, obviously, a doctor. I went to 3 different doctors, including 2 that are the head of UCI Otology, and they basically told me that I should choose another profession.
That's not fun.
No, I've been doing this for 12 years. I'm like, I don't think that's realistic, but thank you.
So did you pay them?
Unfortunately, yes, I did, and quite a lot of money, frankly. Actually, more than what you kind folks have charged.
So it was just our fees.
Oh gosh, it was ridiculous. I thought it was unethical.
What did they do for you?
The first gentleman that I saw did the basic caring test. He was an ENT, and he's the one that had referred me to the head of UCI, and he said he didn't know. All three doctors just said we don't know. The second doctor at UCI, I was supposed to see the head, and for some reason they didn't have me go in and see him. And
it won't make any difference.
He didn't do anything. It
won't make any difference. You will see the head or the head of the head. You know. Won't make any difference.
Nothing. They did nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, they did nothing.
Well, basically,
drugs.
Everything was normal, right? I mean,
yes,
physically
normal. We have no idea why you have pain. They just, you know, no problem with the, bursting of the eardrum. No issues with the middle or the inner ear.
There was no physical abnormality whatsoever.
Nothing. Right. Nothing. They have absolutely no idea.
And then you said someone also prescribed you an antidepressant.
Yeah, muscle relaxer, and then a psychiatric drug.
Ooh.
I'm like, okay, honestly, like, I react extremely poorly to drugs, over-amplified, and my mom is a pharmacist, and she is the biggest advocate of not taking drugs more than anyone I've ever known, and I told my mom,
quit her job.
Exactly, I'm like, I can't take this, you know, they're like, choose another profession, you're not going to work for a year, and you're never going to go diving again, and I just told her, I'm like, I cannot accept that. Mm-hmm. Maybe, yes, I'm probably one of the most stubborn people ever meet, but I just cannot accept that, so... Mm-hmm. I had spoken with my girlfriend, Jessica, and we had done a lot of diving together. I actually did most of her diving courses with her in New Zealand, and she had had asthma previously and had come to your office for treatment, and she was just insistent on me coming to see you. Yes,
yeah, absolutely. She was on antibiotics most of her growing up.
Exactly.
Yeah,
most of her life.
Yeah, and she hasn't been back in years. And then we also treated her for vertigo one time as well.
Exactly.
Absolutely. She was just adamant. And I'm so grateful because after the first visit, I remember walking into your office and you have the most beautiful birds there. But oh my gosh, I just thought I was just going to crawl out of my skin. It was so painful. And I remember getting up off the table when we finished. And I'm like, wow. Those birds are awfully gorgeous now. they weren't causing me any pain, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is great. And I was, you know, I was a little bit sore after the first visit, but oh my gosh, it was absolutely so much better. I could actually socialize in a setting of people. I couldn't. I was wearing earplugs all the time. I'm not supposed to, but I was because I just couldn't handle it. It was just too painful.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a big birthday party with a bunch of people that weekend that I was looking forward to going to, and I was fine. I could actually sit in the room with everyone, and I wasn't in any way uncomfortable.
Wow.
And after the second visit, I'm so excited. I've also had an awful knee injury where I tore my ACL, my meniscus, and I had a big cyst. And it was over 3 years ago, and I actually haven't been able to bend my knee ever since then.
Mm-hmm.
And after our second visit, I was showing off all day yesterday. I'm like, look at me. I can completely bend my knee. I can put my heel to the end of my bum. I'm so excited. I'm like, Mom, look at this. Look
at this. That was just one injection, too.
Yeah. I'm like a little kid in the candy store with my new toy.
Amazing.
Have you gone diving yet since then?
No, not yet. Yeah.
You won't have any problem.
Yeah. I think I'm going to try this coming week.
Get one more treatment.
You need one more treatment before.
Absolutely, no problem.
Yeah. How's the hearing now?
My hearing is actually at least 70% better. And I'm not, like I said, I was overly sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I still have the tiniest bit of dull pain, but I don't wake up every morning just with my hands over my ears, you know, in a little ball. It's nothing like it was. I don't take any medications. That's just not the way that I am. And I just was, I'm like, I don't know what to do. I was so frustrated. I was so frustrated. Thank you so much for what you've done
to
me.
Yeah, of course.
You're welcome. So how many tests did we do on you? Tests?
How many tests?
Yeah.
It's a trick question.
I don't have to say how many
tests. They do hearing tests, they do MRI, they do X-ray, blood tests. How many tests did we do on you?
Zero.
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 Zero. 26 years, I do zero tests on my patient. So it's a joke.
Oh,
Our healthcare is a joke, and that is why we need healthcare reform. You need to, they need to listen to this radio.
Yeah.
Obama said everything about healthcare have been heard. No. They haven't heard our show. Okay. we don't do any tests. Just the tests alone can save so much money.
Yeah.
And we get you better the first time.
Yeah, she was. Actually, I want to bring up also the first treatment when she you came in, you were you worked all night. Tell us that. What happened?
Oh,
oh God. Just, I know, I'm like, oh, no, this is embarrassing. I hope nobody else has to go through this. But I drive boats for a living, and I had to deliver a boat the night before, so I actually didn't sleep at all because I was driving a boat all night. So I came in and I was just, it was all I could do. I just didn't want to miss the appointment no matter what, and it was kind of an unscheduled delivery. So I hadn't eaten and I hadn't slept, and you guys hit my one little spot, my kidney, and I passed out.
Oh, that scared me. I almost passed out. Those two points should not hurt anybody, but you just passed out right in front of me.
Yeah.
It's me. I promise it's not you. It does happen for me when I don't sleep. And it does.
You had no energy. Well, the thing is, then when I treated her the next time, she, you know, I went to do the exact same point. It was the liver 14 point. She's like, oh, I passed out when your dad did that one. I'm like, well, you need it.
like, yeah, probably.
But you know what? You did fine. So.
No, it was okay. I didn't actually realize where it was until a couple of days after I had. I don't know. I was doing something, and I just happened to go across this, like, underneath my rib, and I'm like, oh, wait, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the culprit.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, the thing about Andrea is I think you're very healthy. You've been...
Yes.
I mean,
athletic.
She's athletic. You eat,
diving.
Eat well, diving. Yeah. Probably can cut some of the extracurriculars, but... But it'll go unmentioned.
Specify.
Well,
I don't mind. I love my wine.
Oh, yeah. That, okay.
It's okay. The wine is okay. But if you cut back a little bit, actually, you know, you'll heal faster because actually it also contributes a little bit to your vertigo right now. So that's one thing. And then we also got you on the herbs.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and actually even in the first week, I noticed such a difference. I was actually at the 7.0 in 1 week. The first four or five days, I was at like 6.2, 6.2.
Mm-hmm.
And then by day six, I was at 6.8. And day seven, I was at 7.0.
If you're 7.0, then you can drink all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
now, did you change your eating habits or no?
No.
That's
no.
The herbs then, for sure.
I'm a fish and vegetable girl.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, so see, that's the thing is that even though she eats the fish and vegetables, she was still acidic from the stress, you know, and then from a little bit of the alcohol. But the herbs really help to alkalinize you.
So it brings a very important point, is how healthy you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what you put in your body. There's a guru in India, a physicist from America, went to him and started giving him LSD, which is a hallucinogenic.
Yes.
And up to 50 times the lethal dose, and the guy just took it like candy. It didn't affect him.
Oh, my gosh.
No kidding. It's in a book that I read, you know, called Holographic Universe.
Yeah, and I mean, we don't advise our listeners to do that.
No.
But it's just to prove a point. Yeah. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you're just joining us, now we're with Andrea. She suffered from some severe trauma to her ear, not physical trauma, but a very loud blaring horn in her ear for 8 minutes and then subsequently 6 minutes. And so the sensitivity is much better now after two treatments, Andrea?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And I think after one more treatment, you'll be able to dive.
You should have come a long, long time ago. then you should have wasted all the money to the three specialists.
But
I know.
The specialist doesn't mean anything.
It's
okay, listen, out there,
point,
specialist means they are specialists in covering symptoms.
Yeah.
There's no specialist in health, no health care in this country.
Yeah.
No health care.
So we'll have to follow up on your case then.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
You sound great, and we'll continue to work on everything else to your knee and things like that. So.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. I really you people. Thank you so much.
Yes. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for sharing your story. This will really help a lot of people.
We should tape you before the treatment and see how you talk. Not like this. Not laughing like this.
All right. You have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Thank you as well.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Shall we get to our next guest?
Yeah, just tell the listener that we have all our radio show archive on our website.
So if you ever miss, you know, if you only heard half of the show, you can go onto our website and all of the radio shows are there.
And then we have all kinds of other diseases alphabetically listed. Mm-hmm, so you can listen to Alzheimer, allergy, asthma, Crohn's disease, and
depression,
so forth.
Depression. And we have a YouTube channel, too. That's another thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's get to our next guest. Okay. I'd like to welcome our next guest, Dave. David,
how's Dave,
how's Dave doing?
It's unbelievable. And when I heard this show, I always thought people were kind of, you know, this is kind of a scam thing. But I've never met you guys before 4 weeks ago.
Now you're part of the scam.
And now I think you're my family.
You're part of the scam.
Well, we've
scam
been doing
family.
This for a long time.
Oh,
so.
It's just, I mean.
Yeah, give us a little history, because I actually saw you the first time when you walked into, and the transformation is amazing. So give us a little history, what you went through, and kind of like your experience with us.
I've had really almost 40 years of depression, but it wasn't horribly miserable until about 10 years ago, when I developed this horrible chest, heart, and stomach pain.
Okay.
With all the insomnia and the horrible depression, anxiety, it was like suicidal pain. And I started taking medications that helped a tiny bit, but I still had, you're numb when you're on those horrible medications.
Yes.
You don't feel,
You're just, I gained like 70 pounds. It was disgusting. Well, recently, I couldn't work anymore. I was just, it was like I was in hell, dipped in misery. And I just, just last couple of months with this horrible economic thing, I lost a bunch of money, and my mother got sick, and I fell in this just horrible, horrible depression. And I heard your show about 3 months ago, but it didn't really register with me. And then
it's a scam, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, you know, this is it really is too good to be true. I mean, I really don't know you guys, but this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And 4 weeks ago I came in there, it was like I had four or five blazing fires going on inside me.
Yeah.
I had horrible depression, horrible anxiety, horrible sleeplessness.
You were jittery.
I couldn't stop shaking. I felt like Elvis Presley in there. I mean, I was just shaking through the whole thing.
I want to tape you, but you didn't want to. Yeah.
And I didn't want to. I mean, it was like, embarrassing enough to be psychotic or this whatever was going on.
You weren't psychotic, but you were just completely disconnected.
I couldn't manage my shakiness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it's weird. Okay, after the second, and you were so optimistic too about me, Doctor. You kept saying you're going to be fine. I said, who the hell is this guy? I mean, how can he say this? I'm in hell right now. Commit me, do anything, shoot me.
Doctor Tong is very, very confident, because when I saw you, I'm like, well, I think you're going to get better, but you were
not better the first time. You were.
Oh, it was just horrible.
Yeah, tell us what happened after the first treatment.
After the first treatment, I felt real. I felt kind of. I got in bed at home, and the next 20 hours I just laid there thinking, man, something's going on. I just feel relaxed and I can sleep, but I still felt like this is not real. I mean, it just doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's hard to believe. That's
it's hard to believe. And then the second one, I really think my depression left me.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
And my anxiety was gone, but I still felt real bad chest. Not bad, but my chest pain and heart pain was moving around a lot in my body.
Yeah, we worked a lot on. I worked a lot on that the last time you came in.
Oh yeah. Well, God. Well, then let's talk about that. I mean, the third time, I felt better and better, and I thought the depression was gone. I mean, 35 years of misery of depression evaporates out of my body and mind.
Wow.
And I thought, okay, well, God, is this real? But the last time I went to Dr. Lane, I really felt like a weird good energy, but plus I felt like my stomach's getting better.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is all, I know it's all emotional. I know it's all
right. It's connected.
Misery. It's all from whatever I've created in my, whatever.
It's all
emotional. I mean,
I
come from a long line of depressed, alcoholic, drug addicted people.
Yeah. I mean, it's the worry and the anxiety that causes your stomach to,
I know
you
it,
can't
but
digest.
How do you get rid of that?
Yeah. Well, you unblock the blockages.
No, I know. I know. And but this last couple of days, I mean, I really, my stomach's better.
Good.
And I mean, I went out side yesterday and I walked around, I went to a mall and I just noticed how cute babies were. And I mean, you know, it's weird things that you don't, I mean, because everything I do, I go in with blinders. I just get it done, go, leave.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
you're not
it's
enjoying
not all about
life anymore.
No life, just, you know, dragging this garbage around with me wherever I go.
Mm-hmm.
And just get through with life, get the food, go home, eat, go. I mean, just do anything just to avoid, like, actually
contact.
Yeah, contact with people.
Take too much energy to contact.
Yeah.
I was depressed before, so I know.
Now,
I didn't want to talk to anybody.
How's the chest pain doing?
Oh, it's better. I mean, it's better. It's like I'm a little superstitious. I don't even want to talk about it, even with you guys. I'm just better.
When did you start on the herbs?
Oh, I started 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've taken so many herbs. I've been to so many doctors.
Yeah.
I've been like a doctor I told her in Santa Monica, who all the movie stars go to. He cures AIDS. He cures multiple sclerosis. He cures all these Parkinson's disease. This guy's amazing. And
Didn't you go to him?
Huh?
Why didn't you go to him?
No, I went to him a year ago.
Uh-huh.
Or 2 years ago, and he said, I can cure you in 10 sessions. Well, 30 sessions later, no difference. Nothing at all. And he taught me Qigong. I'm up in this roof with 30 other sick people doing this Qigong, throwing our, you know, legs up. And,
no,
you
that,
know.
Those work, but take too long.
Well, I don't think he knew what he... I don't know.
Yeah.
Those movie stars are wrong. This guy was horrible.
Well, he just didn't connect you.
There's nothing different. So that's why I'm so... You know, so...
Still couldn't believe it.
I can't believe this.
And the sleep? How's the sleep? That's very important.
Baby. I mean, I'm sleeping again.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping. I was on 60 milligrams of Paxil and all this other stuff, and I'm down to like 30 milligrams. This is in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta spend months getting off this stuff.
Yeah.
And
you should drop them now, really.
Huh?
You know, with the herbs, you can drop them.
Well,
yeah, no, I'm taking. I think I can be off it, but I'm going to wait a couple weeks before I get off it completely. But the other stuff, I'm off, and I sleep well, and it's a deep sleep where
it's before good rested sleep.
Yeah, I kind of fall asleep, and then it was like I was falling off a cliff when I would fall. I had so much anxiety, and I'd catch myself, and that's when you want to die. You just want to say, you know, this is over. I just want to die.
You still want to die?
I mean, that's horrible to say, but dying is a good one pure cure for depression. And I guess you guys, I mean, it's just, I don't believe this is, it's 4 weeks since I've met you guys.
Yes.
And I'm on the other side of this.
Yes.
Which is so unbelievable.
Yeah,
and
it's very fast.
There used to be a program in Channel 4, The Other Side. We were on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you've had about 5 treatments now, I think.
Yeah, 5.
Yeah.
And how many herbs, how many bottles of herbs are you taking?
I'm taking like 4 of them, 4 bottles.
You don't need to take a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not. I know. I mean,
how many herbs and supplements and stuff like that you were taking before, wasting all those money.
Mm-hmm.
And all we do is
We fine tune it. You know, we muscle test it and make sure that, you know, everything's covered. But we try to really like streamline it.
You know, I've had the muscle test before. I mean, I've had all that stuff before. He tested me for everything, and I thought, well, this guy knows who he's talking about. And then I'm back in hell, you know, laying in my room, staring at the wall.
See, I told
thinking,
you.
What's, you know, this is all a joke. I don't trust anybody with this stuff. That, when I came to you guys, I thought, oh, man. What's going on? I mean, another place. And, you know, you're a pretty girl, Dr. Lane, and I felt even weirder because, like, you know, you want to hide what you're screwed up about. And it was just, oh, man,
no,
another miserable
just
thing.
Just be yourself, you know. I mean, you know, I take care of a lot of people like you.
See, remember I told you, I say I want to tape you because after a couple of treatments, you will never go back to, unless you're from, well, you are from Hollywood. But
you
don't act as good.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
you're so different now.
Yeah, I mean, the calmness, the actually feeling the sun shine.
Yeah.
That
yes.
kind of thing, you don't feel it when you're depressed.
You're so calm now.
So tell them this is not a scam.
Well, God, I mean, who would think that you could actually do this, cure depression or relieve all these symptoms? I mean,
you know,
if you just
do this all the time.
You know what it is we're just connecting you back together. We're clearing blockages from emotional trauma, physical drama, eating wrong, environmental toxins. We just, you know, and we just use needles to do it. That's all.
Yeah, right now, with adding a homeopathic and their herbs, we're so much more powerful than ever before.
It's faster. It lasts. Right. I mean, our results are getting better and better, actually, faster.
I can put it up with anybody. I don't think anybody can even come close to what we do.
Sometimes, like, when I look at you guys, I'm surprised at how fast they get better. I'm like, wow, you know, and it's not only that, the side effects are good side effects.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you notice.
I mean, those side effects from all these horrible antidepressants are just miserable. But you guys, aggressive treatment, and it's not even that aggressive. I would think you'd just rip my brain apart and start reattaching or, you know, rewiring it. I would have gone for that, too, believe me.
I would give you an anesthetic first.
Well, I would have helped you out.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
You're
yourself now. You are yourself. You are David now.
You're David now.
Yeah,
well, I actually went to a psychic, I've been to every nightmare you can go, but this psychic said you have black, dark demons coming out of your head and all this stuff. And I said,
We're chasing it already.
let's do it. And then 10 grand later, 3 months later,
and
the demons are still in, in hell.
Mm.
So I don't know what to say, but I'm kind of so excited, and I'm still kind of backing off thinking,
fantastic.
Well, is this real?
It's real.
Boy.
It's real.
You know, you guys are the best.
I'm going to have insomnia tonight.
We're going
to... No, I don't even think about that. You know how when you have insomnia, before you go to bed, you think, oh, God, what if I'll go to bed at 8 and then, meditate and try to, hopefully get in,
I used
anything.
To do that,
And then you're up again at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, in hell, but...
Dave, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your story, because it takes a lot of courage to tell people what you've been through.
He doesn't anymore. He's in Dave right now.
But you're going to help a lot of people, and we're going to follow up with you because I think you're going to continue to improve. Yeah.
You know, I think you guys, it was like divinely inspired that I go to you guys.
Yeah.
I believe so. Because that car drove me to you guys.
Yeah. Okay. Now you can drive your car.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.